AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The nation has a new federal holiday, Juneteenth, commemorating the end of slavery.
June 19th, 1865.
The day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas learned they were free. President Biden has signed into law a bill making it the 12th federal holiday.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power.
A day the nation remembers what he calls the moral stain of slavery and its capacity to heal. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created nearly four decades ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Since June 19th is Saturday, federal workers will mark the holiday tomorrow. A ruling from the Supreme Court on the Affordable Care Act.
The ACA is here to stay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's reaction to the court's 7-2 rejection of a challenge led by Texas. AP's Mark Sherman reports those involved in this third attempt had high hopes considering the conservative makeup of the court.
But two of those three, Justices Barrett and Kavanaugh, were in the majority today to rule that the challenge should be rejected.
Democrats in Congress are eyeing a $6 trillion infrastructure package that goes far beyond roads and bridges.
If congressional Democrats decide to go it alone on President Biden's infrastructure investment plan, they plan to go big. Democrats are eyeing a $6 trillion investment plan that would go beyond roads and bridges to pet projects like lowering Medicare eligibility to age 60 and adding dental, vision, and hearing benefits. Details were confirmed by aides who spoke on condition of anonymity. While President Biden still has hopes of striking a deal with Republicans, the emerging strategy for Democrats is to get what they can in a bipartisan agreement and then tackle the rest on their own. The bipartisan negotiating group that numbered 10 senators until Wednesday has now grown to 21, with 11 Republicans. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. Even though the U.S. and allies have been in Afghanistan for some 20 years, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells a Senate committee that al-Qaeda could once again be a force in that country 2 years after the U.S. leaves.
I would assess it as medium. I would also say, Senator, that it would take possibly 2 years for them to develop that capability.
The Biden administration has acknowledged full U.S. troop withdrawal is not without risks, but argues waiting for a better time to end involvement in the war is a recipe for never leaving, while extremist threats fester elsewhere. Carnival Corporation says a data breach in March might have exposed personal information about customers and employees on Carnival Cruise Line, Holland American Line, and Princess Cruises. The company says outsiders may have gained access to Social Security numbers, passport numbers, birth dates, addresses, and health information. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.